All right, let's head to the kitchen. Let's see what we've got cooking this morning. My mom is here for Cooking with Claude. We're making chocolate meringue pie. Good morning, Mom. How are you?
Morning, honey.
Why'd you go meringue this time? I mean, I loved it. It was so good, but I don't think you've ever made chocolate meringue pie.
No, I've made lemon meringue pie, and I meant to make chocolate cream pie for you, and I couldn't understand why it didn't look the same.
But what's funny is, like, what's really the difference? Other than the topping, is that what it is? Like,
topping, because you do, like, a whipping cream for, the chocolate cream pie. But I kept looking at this, and I'm thinking, I wanted to make your pie, but then I realized I didn't.
No, I mean, it didn't. It certainly didn't stop any of us. It's gone. It's completely gone. My mom gave me half the pie, and it's gone. So, yeah, that's that. There's only three people living in the house. Even Chase ate the pie. I didn't even tell you that last night, Mom. Chase had the pie.
He didn't.
Yeah, Chase ate it last night. I mean, gone. He didn't like the meringue part, but that's just because Chase...
I can understand that because the texture of it could be a little bit weird.
I think that's... He thought it was like marshmallow, so I think that's what threw him, was he was expecting marshmallow, and I'm like, nope, it's meringue, which I don't even know really what meringue is, but yeah, he ate all the graham cracker crust, the chocolate filling. I mean, he devoured it. Yeah, it's gone.
That's great.
Look at you. Look at you making food that your grandson never eats and will eat now. So there you go.
I think because it was chocolate, he's like his mother.
Whatever. You know what? At least if we can get Picky Mickey to eat, I'll take it. So it's totally fine. We'll take it.
I agree.
Oh my gosh. Whatever calories we can get into that boy. But that's a totally different subject.
And this is a good one for calories.
There you go. Oh, yeah, this was a good one for calories. That's for sure. So how do you make it?
Well, starting with the graham cracker crust, which you could do in advance, but what I did with that was it's about a cup and a half of, graham cracker crumbs if you want to buy them. I just take my graham crackers that are left over from bonfires, I smash them, and I put them in the bowl, and then about a third of a cup of granulated sugar, and then... there's variations of it. I just threw 6 tablespoons of butter in there and just mixed it all. And I added a little bit of cinnamon. As I research stuff that I'm doing, some called for cinnamon, some didn't. I think it may, you just put a pinch of it in. I think it made a difference.
I never have a problem with cinnamon, ever.
No, so. I don't think anybody has a problem with cinnamon. And then what I did is you've got to press it down with something like either a measuring cup or something small. You press it down. Do you see me pressing? I'm pressing down on the pie crust to make it nice and flat. And then I just put it in the oven and I bake it to make it, nice and firm, because I don't like anything getting soggy, with the other stuff. So I bake it first, which I think makes a big difference.
Yes, absolutely. No, so you bake the crust first.
Yes.
Okay. And you baked it at 350 for how long?
I would say until, it's kind of golden brown, maybe 15, 20 minutes.
All right, we'll go with that. All right, so that's the crust. Now, how do you make the center?
So now the center, the first thing I will tell you is when you call for the 4 eggs, you have to divide them. So you're going to use the yolks for the pudding mix, and you're going to use the whites for the meringue. So you get a pot, and in the pot, you're going to put in your sugar, 3/4 of a cup of sugar, 1/4 of a cup of cornstarch, and you're going to add your half and half into that with a tablespoon of butter or margarine, and then 1 1/2 teaspoons of vanilla. Now, why they tell you to do this, I don't know. But when this comes to a boil, your eggs are still sitting on the side. When the eggs come to a boil, then you want to, hot stuff, everything in the pot comes to a boil. You want to simmer that for like 2 minutes. And then what you want to do, and I think it's so that it doesn't look like egg drop soup, you want to take the mixture in the pot, mix it in with the eggs, stir it, and then put the whole egg conglomeration with the stuff from the pot right back in there and put it on low along with your chocolate.
Okay.
Now, it says to use like 3 ounces of chocolate.
How much did you use?
I used every bit of chocolate I had left over. So I have to say maybe 6 ounces.
Yeah, I was going to say that was a lot of chocolate.
Yeah, I just had 2 baggies full of tiny little chocolate bits.
Are they
and
the
then
morsels?
Large chocolate bits, and I just threw them all in.
Okay, so that could be morsels or like could be like Hershey chocolate bars almost.
Yeah, whatever you want. They do like morsels, you know, like semi-unsweetened chocolate.
Okay.
So I don't even know if I had sweetened, semi-sweet. I don't know what I had because they were in baggies, so I just threw them all in.
Well, there you go. Okay, cool.
And then I just mixed it. And then you just keep it on warm. You want to keep it warm while you make your meringue, which are your egg whites, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla, 1/4 teaspoon of cream of tartar, and 6 tablespoons of sugar. And all you do with that is you mix until it makes peaks. Once it makes peaks, then you throw your chocolate in the pie crust. You then put your meringue on top of it, and, you know, take the back of your spoon and make little peaks all over the place. And then you put it in the oven at 325, and you cook it.
I missed one of those things for the meringue. So I have the egg whites, the vanilla, the sugar, and what was in between?
The cream of tartar.
What is cream of tartar?
Tartar.
That sounds so fancy. How much of that did you use?
About a 1/4 teaspoon.
About 1/4 teaspoon. All right. I want to make sure I get this right. You know, I got to make sure I get it down for all the people. All right. Fantastic. Yeah. And then you baked it at how long?
For like 30 minutes. You know, you could check it. I like my meringue to be a little bit nice and brown.
Yeah, it's nice.
Because remember, your pudding part is already kind of cooked. You know, that's just, you know, cooking again, but it's the meringue that, you know, so that it's cooked enough so it doesn't disappear.
All right. And you have it at 350 still when you do the pie? I know you did the for the crust, but for the whole pie?
I did 325 is what it called for, but I put everything on 350, but and because it says 325, go with 325.
All right, 325. That's what we'll do. All right, Mom. Well, it was absolutely scrumptious. I enjoyed every last bit of it. I'm sad that it's gone, and I hope that make it again soon.
I have some.
No, I'm not going to take yours. That was such a small bit when I looked in your fridge. I'm not taking it from you. I'm not doing that. That's just really awful. Just make another one at some point.
I will. I'm going to make it for 2 weeks from Saturday.
Oh, that's so exciting. I can't wait. Well, Mom, thank you so much for this recipe. I will put it up on the podcast right at the end of the show. And I love you. I'll call you after.
I love you, too. And I love the listeners.
They love you. Oh, they love you, Claude. All right, Mom. I'll talk to you soon.